It all started with one simple email. That email turned into a few more emails. And then we were talking on the phone. And it wasn't long until we were talking on Skype, playing on Skype, and sharing our deepest fantasies with one another, making each other come so fucking hard. The days turned into weeks. And at some point we started talking about the idea of meeting one another, imagining what that might be like, all the possible ways that it could happen. It just fueled our fantasies and made all of our playtimes that much more intense. And at some point we really started talking about doing it for real. Both of us going back and forth on whether it was a good idea or a bad idea. But eventually that day came. I remember standing outside the door to your hotel room, my heart hammering in my chest, trying so hard not to be nervous, to play it cool. I knocked on the door and waited those few breathless moments until I heard the turning of the latch and that door swung inward for the first time. And there you were. And you were perfect. As amazing as I always thought you looked on Skype, here you were in the flesh. Long flowing hair, glittering eyes, that shy, anxious smile. Time seemed to stop in that moment. We both tried to figure out who was going to lead who into the room. You eventually closing the door behind me and nudging me forward. You walked over to the bed and you were already wearing just a t-shirt and a pair of dark blue shorts. You'd been reading your book and you were still holding it as you sat back down on the bed, almost like a security blanket. We made small talk for a little bit, both of us trying to get comfortable with being in the same space for the first time. I got on the bed next to you and we continued to talk. And eventually I moved a little closer. I could smell you. I could feel the heat of your body so close to me. I slid my hand around your waist, resting it on your hip. And I started to slowly caress your side. your book dropping down to the bed, quickly forgotten. As my hand traveled higher and higher up your side, I leaned in closer to you and you leaned further back on the bed, resting against the pillow. I could feel the softness of your breast against my chest. Our faces were so close together. My hand slid back down and slowly tugged up the bottom of your shirt so I could touch that bare, soft, smooth skin for the first time. My fingers caressing little patterns on your tummy and then slowly starting to work their way back up underneath your tee. My face getting closer to yours, and you made those soft little moans. Those sexy lips were parting slightly and before I knew what was happening, my mouth was touching yours, my lips against yours, kissing you for the first time. It was one of those perfect kisses. Everything seemed to disappear, and all that existed in that moment was you and me and the feelings and the sensations that were traveling back and forth between us. Your body pushing up slightly from the bed, wanting to be closer to me. Your arms circling around my neck. Your fingertips grazing along my scalp. The kiss grew deeper, our tongues exploring. My hands sliding back down along your torso and over your shorts and along those bare thighs. I never wanted that kiss to end. Nothing would ever come close to that moment again. My fingers sliding up and down your thigh, just feeling the smooth, soft skin. Feeling your body moving slightly underneath me. Both of us just touching and exploring and just being so into that moment. My hand eventually getting more bold as I slipped it down into the front of your shorts. Down over that smooth pussy, and I could feel how wet you were. Oh God. So wet, so warm, and my finger was just gliding back and forth along that slit, teasing the stiff nub of your clit, and could just feel the movement of your hips slowly grinding up against the palm of my hand. I continued to kiss sometimes breaking apart for a second and then looking into each other's eyes before pressing our lips back together. I could feel you getting more and more excited. You eventually put your hands on my shoulders and you pushed me back off of you so that I was laying on my back. You pulled yourself up to your knees and you reached down to grab the bottom of your shirt. I think I might have stopped breathing for a moment as you slowly started pulling it up. Could see the skin of your belly and then those breasts came into view and it was like I had died and gone to heaven. She pulled it all the way up and off over your head, tossing it to the floor, and you had that mixture of lust and shyness that I'd grown so accustomed to seeing on Skype when we would talk. Your hands slid down to cup your breasts, pushing them together and showing them off to me. You knew how much I liked them. And then you reached out and your finger was running down my chest, down my stomach. Getting to my jeans and you popped the button and you drew down that zipper. Pulled the material open and remember the way you hooked your fingers into the waistband and you tugged them down over my hips, down my legs, pulled them off of me. And you could see how hard my cock was against my boxers, straining against the material and wanting to be free. And you just teased me a little and you ran your fingertips along my thighs and eventually moved your palm over the front of my boxers and fuck, that felt so good. You grabbed at the waistband and you tugged them down and there was my cock, thick and hard. You were looking at it just like you had so many times on Skype and could see your arousal growing and you shifted and you moved over so that you were kneeling between my legs and I watched as you reached out and you wrapped your hand around my cock. It felt so good in your hand and you started to stroke it, occasionally looking up at me, but you just seemed to be mesmerized by that cock as you held it in your hand for the first time. Feeling every ridge and vein as you ever so slowly just moved your hand up and down. And then you squeezed it and You could see that pre-cum leaking from the tip, and you started to lower your mouth down, and oh my God, I knew you were gonna put my cock in your mouth, and oh fuck, we talked about it so many times, but now it was really happening. And then your lips were wrapped around the head of my cock. It seemed like one motion, you were just sliding your mouth down the shaft. And fuck. Oh my God, I've never felt anything like that in my life. It was like the only thing that existed for you in that moment was my cock in your mouth. And I watched as you started to bob your pretty face up and down. Your hair spilling along my thighs. And your lips were so warm and so wet. And your tongue. Oh my God, your tongue. The thing it was doing to the underside of my cock. Fuck. I just laid there and watched you enjoy my cock. Oh, fuck. And then my fingers were moving into your hair, and your hair was so soft, so silky, and I was stroking it, combing it. He started sucking my cock a little faster and a little harder. Oh my God. And my fingers tangled in your hair so that I could completely see your face. Oh fuck, one of your hands was massaging my balls. Oh God, it seemed like you could do that all night. And you eventually pulled me out of your mouth, and you looked up at me with your lips shiny and wet, slightly bruised. And oh, fuck. I remember you squeezing my cock, and then you raised up and you push those shorts down over your ass and down your thighs as you crawled out of them and moved yourself up over the top of me. A knee on either side of my hips, your hand back on my cock, and your other hand on my chest. And you rubbed the head of my cock back and forth along that, oh my God, that tight, wet pussy. Oh my God. And then you were sinking down on top of me. It was so fucking tight. It's so hot. It's so wet around my cock. Oh fuck. My hands move to your waist, and oh, I just help hold you down there on my cock. You hear your moans, and oh my God. And then you started to rock those hips. Oh, fuck. Feel the way that pussy would grip my cock and slide all the way up, and then just push yourself right back down again. Both your hands were on my chest now, and nails digging slightly into my skin, and your hair was falling down around your face. Your eyes were slightly glazed as you looked down at mine. Huh. My hand slipped around to your ass, squeezing it, kneading the flesh of your ass as you rode my cock. Oh, fuck. Huh. Huh. Watching the way your breasts would sway. Your lips slightly parted and you were moaning, and it was like we're just completely lost each other. Fuck. You lowered yourself down further so you could push yourself back and forth on my cock. Your nipples grazing across my chest, and your hands were around the back of my head, cupping it, rubbing my scalp, and fuck, hair spilling down either side of my face. You pressed your mouth against mine, and you were kissing me so deep and so hard and so hungry. Finally, for all this time, my cock was inside your pussy, and you were not going to let it go. Fuck! I just wanted to keep fucking you. Oh my god. You broke the kiss, and you were looking at me, and I'd seen that look so many times, and I knew what it meant. I knew what was coming next, and I could feel my cock twitch and pulse inside your pussy as I dug my fingers even harder into that firm ass. And you were talking, you're almost begging for the thing that you, oh my god, you always wanted when you're ready to come. Wanting me to talk dirty to you. Wanting me to make you feel like that dirty little slut that you love being for me. Oh my god, fuck. I could feel your pussy get even tighter. I slid one of my hands up your smooth back. Grabbing a fistful of your hair. Giving it a tug. Making you arch that back even more for me as you rode my cock. Fuck me, baby. Fuck that thick, hard cock that you've waited so fucking long for. Oh my god, yes. That's a big little slut for me. Oh my god. That's it, baby. That's it. Who wants that little pussy? Oh, fuck. Huh. That's right. That's right, it's mine. It's all mine. Fuck. That's it, fuck. Be a good little fuck toy for me. Oh my god, work the pussy on my cock. I want to feel you come with that thick, hard cock deep inside your little pussy. Fuck! Oh my god, that's it. That's it. Oh my god, fuck yes. Smacking my hand down on your ass. Oh my god. Tugging on your hair as you start pushing your hips back and forth harder and faster. your hands just digging into my chest and my shoulders. Hardly even see me. Your eyes are so glazed over right now. You want to come so fucking bad. I know you do. I know exactly what you want. Oh my God. That's it. Come on. That's it. Milk my cock. You don't let it come right out of my cocky fucking little whore. Oh fuck. That's it, babe. That's it. That's it. Show me what a good little whore you are. Oh my God. Oh my God. Come on, babe. That's it. Right there. Right there. Come on. Oh my God. I feel so fucking good. Fuck. Oh my God. Right at me faster. Harder. You suddenly stop and I'm growling because I want you to keep going, but you just shake your head at me. I know from how many times we've done this on the phone, we've done it on Skype, and I know exactly what you want. I grab you by the waist and I pull you up off of me and oh my God, I flip you over onto your stomach and I pull that ass up in the air, pushing your knees apart as I kneel down behind you. I can hear you. You're moaning. Yes. That's what you want. I push my cock up against that wet pussy and I shove it back into you from behind. Oh my God. Grab one of your wrists and pull it behind your back. Oh fuck. And my hips are slamming up against your ass. And my other hand's tangled in your hair. I'm fucking you so hard. Oh my God, I'm fucking you so hard. Turn your body. Oh my God. That's it. That's a good little bitch. Fuck. Take my cock. Take that thick fucking cock. Oh my God. Oh my God. Make me come. Make me come so fucking hard. Oh my God. Oh my God, baby. Yeah. Oh, fuck. So fucking good. I never want to stop fucking you. Oh my God. I'm going to come. I'm going to come, you little slut. I want you to come with me. Right? Fuck. Oh my God. Oh fuck. Oh fuck, baby. I slowly pull out of you and I just collapse down next to you, just pulling you into my arms. Your face laying on my chest and my fingers stroking your hair. Oh, that's my good girl. Aren't you glad we finally met?